Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Good hump day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 10th of May, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, the biggest news that's come out over the past 24 hours has got to be Amazon and their really big shoe. Yes, of course, I'm talking about the Echo Show. It's basically Alexa in a 7-inch touchscreen. Of course, on top of that, you'll be able to make video calls, play videos on various platforms, even like YouTube, and I'm sure Amazon content as well. And we'll also support Pandora, Spotify, TuneIn, and even iHeartRadio. Now, no, this shouldn't be a super big surprise. We heard rumors about this in November of last year. However, though, what will surprise you is the price, $229. However, though, I got another thing that will surprise you too, especially for our UK listeners. It's not going to be available in the UK, at least for the foreseeable future. Well, from Alexa, we go to Siri, and apparently, at least on the rumor end of things, Apple employees are testing their own Alexa/Siri speaker in their homes right now. Quoting it as the Siri Speaker Project, Bloomberg says this has been in the works for some time. Yeah, probably since Alexa came along. Bloomberg actually went on to say because they're doing in-home testing right now, we actually could see this thing launch at next month's WWDC keynote. That could be stretching it a little bit, though, Bloomberg. However, though, don't look for Apple to be doing anything like a Echo Snow. Now, Phil's kind of put that down already, saying that, nah, not every consumer device needs a touchscreen. He bets they'll change their mind next year. BTN News listeners, are you looking to buy a streaming service out there? Well, guess what? I got one for sale for you. Pandora. However, though, KKR might have already beat you to the punch. According to a report from CNBC, Pandora is currently in the process of closing a $150 million investment from the hedge fund and private equity firm KKR. Apparently, part of this deal, KKR executive will get a seat on Pandora's board, and two current members will have to step down. However, though, this is where the investment opportunity for you comes in. The deal itself still has about 30 days to close. That means right now Pandora is trying to make itself look attractive for acquisition. So if you've ever had that dream of owning your own streaming service, maybe now's the time to talk to your bank. And finally, taking you back to the lovely days of high school. Maybe even before that for some of you. Did you have to wear braces? Yeah, but that sucked. What sucked even more is having to wear that stupid retainer for so many months and years after. Now go on, be truthful about it. You didn't always wear the thing, did you? Nah. For some people that didn't want to wear it at all, you might have noticed your teeth are kind of trying to go back to the way they were. At least that's what happened to an undergraduate at New Jersey Institute of Technology. So much so, he decided, crap, I guess I better 3D print some plastic braces and slap them on my teeth. And guess what? That's exactly what they did, and they worked. Now, here's the better part, because we all know how much braces cost. These things, to print them up, only cost $60 in materials, which is pretty much why Amos Dudley, which, by the way, that's his name, when did this thing. Stating that he was broke, but he had access to a high-quality 3D printer, so he thought, what the hell, let's give it a shot. Now, of course, it wasn't an easy process. He had to do a bunch of research, particularly when it comes to orthodontic procedures. So no, this is definitely something I would emphasize, don't print this at home. Got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website. Please get on over there and check it out for yourself and get subscribed to all of our wonderful BTN podcasts. You can give us a like too on our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN Slack room with our BTN community. Come be a part of it with us. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back on Friday, getting you caught up with the best technology news is going to happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a lovely Wednesday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.